My name is Sophia Taggart. I am the professor of flute at Washington State University. I teach flute lessons, flute choir, chamber music, music history, and women in music.
Dr. Taggart's music history class covers the years and the centuries before 1650. Think Gregorian chant, madrigals, the beginnings of opera and ballet, basically Western classical music before Bach came on the scene.
When we're talking about early music and chant, I really try to focus on how the music fits into society and politics and history in general, instead of focusing on the specifics of every piece that we learn about. I find that the students retain more information if they're thinking of it as how it fits into what was going on during that time.
Dr. Taggart also puts a special emphasis on exposing her music history students to more music by women composers, like Hildegard of Bingen, Maddalena Casalana, and Barbara Strozzi.
I try to highlight all of the women composers and talk about the impact they had on music at the time, the impact they might have had on women that followed. But also, I talk about why we're seeing that little of a number of women composers. There are more women composers prior to the 20th century than people realize. There are so many of them, and their music is beautiful. So I try to make sure my students, both in the music history class and my flute students, I make sure that they understand this.
It's a mission that's so important to Dr. Taggart because of her own experiences as a student.
I just want to make sure they're exposed as early as possible so that they don't do what I did when I was taking flute lessons in, like, gosh, it might have been the 8th or 9th grade. I did not get exposed to women composers early on. My teacher said, "Why don't you play this piece by Cécile Chaminade?" And I was so ingrained in the way of my thinking that only men were composers, that when I saw the way Cécile was spelled with an E at the end, which implies that she's a woman, I thought to myself, oh, that's clearly a typo, because I had never seen a woman composer. I just don't want the students that are coming up to have to even think that. You know, I want them exposed early so that their norm is women are a part of this.
Dr. Taggart is doing her part to make that vision a reality, one classroom and one exam at a time.
Maybe I'm giving away my secret, but I also include this on the tests because it's not just information that I'm giving to them and I'll be, you know, telling them, oh yeah, there were women composers, but we're only going to test you on the men. You know, they can always expect to see women represented throughout the entire class.
That very topic, how to incorporate music by women composers into classrooms and lessons, is the subject of a presentation Dr. Taggart is giving at this summer's Washington State Music Teachers Association Conference.
I think that we're so used to seeing male composers. We've always been used to seeing male composers. They were the ones getting published and performed in public. Society has created that norm throughout centuries, this mindset that there were no women composers, and we're just now starting to break through that a little bit more. It's just a matter of conditioning that has caused our brain to think that way. I guess I'm trying to recondition the human brain.
And like many teachers, she's eager to get back to it when she sees her students again in person this fall. Passing the baton, NWPB's salute to music mentors. For Northwest Public Broadcasting, I'm Anjali Dodia.